on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Happy Groovy Tuesday, and it's true. Nothing does last. This coronavirus farce is not going to last. Nothing lasts. That's why you have to get out every single day and enjoy life to the fullest. If coronavirus doesn't get you, guess what? It is inevitable. Something else will. Isn't it a shame that so many people are afraid and hunkered down and doing whatever they can to stay safe? I hate that term, stay safe. We don't even say goodbye anymore. It's just stay safe. Trust me, I'm not going to go out and do anything that, you know, I'm going to put myself in jeopardy for. I'm not going to drive crazy. I'm not going to go bungee jumping without a harness safety check. I'm not going to go throw myself out of a plane without an air, you know, without a parachute. Quit the stay safe. Bye. See you soon. Take care. Miss you already. Go back to your regular greetings. Quit with the new normal crap, because that's exactly what it is. There was nothing wrong with the old normal, except businesses could be a little cleaner. All right, I didn't want to go off on the coronavirus this morning. I wanted to send this Tuesday after the observance of Memorial Day a heartfelt thank you to the veterans organizations, to the Republican clubs, to the personal individuals, anyone who pretty much told Sisolak to go pound sand and went out and observed Memorial Day. They went out to cemeteries and they laid flags out. They stuck flags next to all the headstones. They said a little prayer and gratitude at all the different ceremony or at all the different cemeteries that we have around the area. Heartfelt, heartfelt thanks. Because we don't remember those who give the ultimate sacrifice. We don't share with the next generation what it is like for a mother and father to be so proud to see their, you know, 19, 20-year-old son join the military to protect this country, to take an oath to protect the Constitution, God and country, only to receive a letter or a knock on the door that they were killed in action, they were killed in training. You'll never know what it's like. Talk to a Gold Star family member. Talk to a Gold Star parent. Ask their story. So I have this, because one of my favorite people in the entire world, his words are still inspiring today.
Some time back, I received in the name of our country the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. I said then that there is a special sadness that accompanies the death of a serviceman. For we're never quite good enough to them. not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our powers to repay. So when a serviceman dies, it's a tear in the fabric, a break in the hold. All we can do is remember. It is, in a way, an odd thing to honor those who died in defense of our country, in defense of us, in wars far away. The imagination plays a trick. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us.
They did. They had to be brave for us. Because there are so many people who just put it off to the next person. Yeah, somebody else will take care of that. Somebody else will do that. Kind of like the rally that will be held this Saturday. And we have a pledge. We have a pledge from those who want to see your freedoms and liberties protected. Because there will be a Nevada Freedom Rally probably every Saturday until Nevada opens fully. Will be a thorn in the side of the governor, whether he likes it or not. So for we the people, join us at the state capitol Saturday, May 30th, same time, 11 a.m. Exercise your rights and stand up for Nevada. And I don't care if there's 1,000 people out there or if there's 10 people out there. Voices will be heard. So to thank you to all the organizers, the different groups who have been putting these rallies together. I know I surely appreciate it. For all those people who are just kind of sitting around and saying, oh, that's nice. Thank you. I'll continue just to sit here while you go do that. To all of those people who are making an extra, let's see, $6, $12, $2,400 a month on top of unemployment and won't go out and find a job that is open. Well, remember, karma is just an incredible thing when it comes around. You can tell, you can see the difference from people who want to get this country back on track. The salon owners who were willing to go out and become grocery store runners. The gig workers. The private contractors. All those people displaced in the restaurant business who were willing to go out and do something else because they didn't want to be on unemployment. They wanted to work. They want to make a living. There's a big difference between those people and the people who are expecting the government to take care of them. Expecting them to. And unfortunately, because the government has done so much, That number keeps growing and growing and growing. So how do we fix it? People take jobs that, remember, the job is to make money, to enjoy your life, to live life to the fullest. You work to live. You don't live to work. Turn it on and shut it off. Get your job that makes your living and then go home. Enjoy your family. Go out and travel. It's very disappointing to see stories from the realm of, oh, well, gosh, check this out. Worker shortage is concerning those looming in immigrant-heavy meatpacking. Immigrant-heavy meatpacking. You mean illegal immigrant? Undocumented immigrants? You mean refugees that have been brought in from other countries that should have been home staying and fighting for their own country? That's funny because decades ago, the meatpacking industry was, jobs were held by Americans. So what do we need to do to get it back to Americans doing the jobs? Better wages? Cleaner conditions? Who should that fall on? Should it be the owner of the company? Should places like Smithfield's be held accountable? Oh, wait, Smithfield is a Chinese company. A Chinese company in America that happily hires undocumented workers and people who don't want to assimilate to the American lifestyle, to being an American. Ponder that for a little while. And I'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You can shoot me a quick email this morning. Lots of emails to go through at monica@991fmtalk.com. And, of course, our call and text line at 884-9910. And our poll question and all kinds of other good things at 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question, is the city of Reno and other local governments doing enough to save money during the shutdown? Are they doing enough to save money during the shutdown? City of Reno recently sold, once again, a piece of property below market value. And one of the reasons? Coronavirus. Seriously? Location, location, location. Land we're never going to get more of. Coronavirus going to come and go. Unbelievable. Yesterday's poll question, is the term hero overused in today's society? 94% of those participating in the poll said yes, it is. Yes. 3% said, when I was a boy, cowboys were my heroes. Guess they still are. Could have done worse and chosen politicals. I'll add to that, sports figures, singers, celebrity movie stars. Yeah, I'll stick with the real heroes. Look up the number of MRSA deaths in hospitals, and you wouldn't call them that. That's an interesting statement. I'm going to have to go back and remind myself of that. Hey, let's go to the phone lines right now and check in with Jeff. Wants to talk about workers not going back to work. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for calling the show today.
Hi, Monica. Thanks. Sorry, I got you on Bluetooth. I'm driving. So, yeah, Mike, I own a small business, and I was lucky to stay open. And my guys are great. They wanted to work, and they're doing a great job for my customers. But I have friends that have small businesses where they let people go, and they won't come back to work because they're making more on unemployment. Yeah. And that just really irritates me to no end. And so I guess my question is I know that when you let somebody go, you get a thing from unemployment that, whether you can deny or approve unemployment benefits to them. Is there a way that employers that call their employees back and their employees say no, that they can call Dieter and tell them, hey, I've offered this guy their jobs back. They won't take it, and get them yanked off those rolls? I would love to see that.
I have a feeling, Jeff, that that's coming, because Mnuchin was just talking about that fact last week, that this is starting to turn into a problem. But we knew it was going to be a problem, and that's what the Democrats wanted. That's why they wanted that extra $600 a week. So I'm with you. I hope I see this.
They want to be able to say, hey, look, Trump took that money away from you. Took your money away. And you know, that's not true at all. And, and they just want to make a, hey, look, we can pay you for a living wage for not working. A dependent society is what they want. And that's just wrong in so many different ways.
Yeah. And that we need to get workers back to work, because when you look at this, Jeff, what we are still doling out to people who just want to sit on the couch and, you know, have an extended vacation and not work, that money has to go back into getting the economy restarted. It has to go to the gig workers and the private contractors who, you know, still haven't seen any money, to the unemployed that still haven't seen any money, to the businesses that have been devastated, you know, because of decision that the governors have made.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, one of my guys, his wife cuts hair, and she hasn't seen any money in 6 weeks. And luckily, she went back to work last week, but, you know, her clientele is cut more than half because she can't do any walk-in business.
Well, but make sure that she still, you know, because she was allowed to apply in mid-May for those benefits, make sure she still hounds them and she gets the back pay, because that's what the people really, you know, deserve.
Yeah, they're lucky, you know, but they're dipping into their savings, and you know, they got their mortgage company to work with them, but that's going to stop. That's not going to last forever.
Yeah, but that's not, you know, I hate to use the term fair, but that is not, it's not right. When the government, and especially the governors and the mayors, come along and say, you know, you're still going to be shut down, or you're going to have to do this to reopen, and keep you shut down longer than the rest of the country, i.e. the Democrat governors. So sure she keeps on them and gets that back pay.
Yeah, she has been. Yeah, it's just irritating.
It is.
You know, they've been working hard, putting money aside, you know, new family, and that money is going away.
Yeah.
Are they going to refill their savings account? Well, hopefully she gets all the back pay. She can, but yeah, she'll see that. She'll believe that when she sees the check.
You know, it's going to be that same situation. Remember the comment that Elizabeth Warren made to that dad who came up to her and said, hey, I saved. I worked two jobs to get my kid through college. Are you going to give me that money back? And she said, well, no.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I feel the same way.
Jeff, thank you so much for the call, and you have a blessed day. Appreciate your time today. Those people who are capable of working, who are turning down either the job that they came from or even a better job to stay on unemployment because of that extra $2,400, $2,400 extra above unemployment, for a lot of people, that's what they make in a month. You know, less taxes and everything. So why would they go back to work? Well, just like everything else, we're going to have to be the bad guys and say, guess what? Back to work. We'll be back after this Fox News update with some interesting tidbits on how we're not saving money. Why are we not saving more money through the state and the county and the cities? Could it be taxes are on the horizon? We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Well, we're going to see what's going on today because, of course, Governor Sisolak is going to speak to the peasants. His roadmap to recovery using his specialists around him. So we'll be hearing from him later today as small business owners are desperate for help. When misguided public opinion honors what is despicable and despises what is honorable, punishes virtue and rewards vice, encourages what is harmful and discourages what is useful, applauds falsehood and smothers truth under indifference or insult, a nation turns its back on progress and can be restored only by the terrible lessons of catastrophe. Sounds like what's going on right now, doesn't it? If that sounds like what's going on right now, then why is that a quote from Claude Frederick Batista from the early 1800s? Could it be that we just fall into the same old of history repeating itself? You have to be your own news person. You have to do your own research. And the worst thing that could have happened to politicians, to governments, state, city, county, is the invention of the internet. Because the internet allows you to actually do research in seconds if you use the right search engine. So I use DuckDuckGo, but there are a lot of other ones out there that don't track you and will actually give you non-biased or non-censored information. Google has just gone too far. Google and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, they've gone too far. You have to do as much as you can to understand what is going on. And if you just stop thinking stop putting the word conspiracy in front of the word theory.
Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist.
You know what? A theory is a theory. The CIA came up with the term conspiracy theorists to get you to think people were stupid and, you know, they were just fear-mongering. No. Those people are actually in tune with what's going on and are trying to educate the masses who just fall in line at the drop of a hat, at the drop of a mention of a virus. We let foreign entities that are controlled by countries and groups of people, foundations, we let them do projections of how many people are going to die, where it's going to hit. And those projections, those forecasters are always wrong. And because people in this country play into it and just go along.
But we have to. We can't go into the stores.
Then don't go into the store. You only have to wear a mask because you give into it. You only have to get a test because you give into it. You only have to get a vaccine because you allow it. Is that what you were taught? Is that what your parents taught you? To just go along with the crowd? That others know right? They know what's best for you? Well, I'm glad I was taught to think for myself, to actually look things up. And when Bill Gates is the second largest donor to the World Health Organization, right under the United States, wonder why the United States is the biggest donor. Because they always come to us. China has more people. China's got a lot of money. Why aren't they the biggest donor? But then again, nobody would trust them because look at all the people who are coming out against China now. Saudis have a lot of money. Why aren't they doing the big donations? Because they've got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. People who want to manipulate the facts, manipulate the message. And really, they don't even manipulate the message that much. They tell you exactly what they're doing. That it's for population control, that it's for, you know, it's a joke of what these people do. It is an absolute joke that they tell you exactly what they're doing and you don't pay attention. Because why? It's for the betterment of society? It's because they show you little children that are being starved to death who have diseases? Maybe it's because their government has withheld funding and stolen food from organizations that come together around the world to help starving communities and starving countries. But their people never get it. The government gets it. And all of their people are healthy and happy. But the people that it is intended for never get it. Why is that? Because if that happened, then they wouldn't have the video. They wouldn't have the sound bites of the babies crying and the mothers wailing over the deaths. Lives are literally used as propaganda, as marketing, to get you to think this way. Because your donations, depending on where you're putting the money, because heaven forbid you gave it to the Clintons and the Bushes, you go to Haiti. You talk to any Haitian and ask them if their lives are better since that devastating earthquake, when millions upon millions of dollars, people from this country, from around the world, donating. Remember when they had that big push? Bush and Clinton sitting down together. Photo op. Because the Bushes and the Clintons have always been aligned. From George Bush Sr. From the grandparents before that. I hope when you decide to donate for relief efforts of what's going on, you donate locally. You donate to your community, to companies and businesses and people struggling in Nevada, or organizations that you are 100% behind. Like the Salvation Army. Would I donate to the Salvation Army over the Red Cross? Yes. Do you make sure to mark in your donation box to the Red Cross that this money is kept locally? All you have to do is look at corporate offices. All you have to do is look on the holdings that these companies have. And I call them companies because they are. Why do you think they're not executive directors anymore? They're CEOs. Private jets. Hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on office furniture. Art. Millions of dollars spent on it for the higher ups. That's what happens when you donate so much money and you, as the donator, don't do the oversight. You wait for somebody else to say if it's a good charity or not. You can't do that. Because there are organizations out there that literally track all of the nonprofits for you. And guess what? They're paid to do that. They are paid to tell you that they are a great charity. They're paid for great ratings. You'd know that if you did your research. Like Charity Navigator, they give the American Red Cross 3 stars. Maybe they've cleaned up their act after that huge scandal of the millions of dollars of office furniture. The elaborate salaries of the CEO. I'll stick with local charities, thank you. Know where your money is going at all times. United Way? Ask yourself this. Why would you give money to an organization to be just basically administrators of your money and give it out to other organizations? Why wouldn't you just give your money to that organization? If you want it to go to the Boys and Girls Club, why don't you just give it to the Boys and Girls Club? Why did a portion of that money now go to the salaries of people that work at the United Way? Do you think that they have a better judgment on the charities that it needs to get to? We let too many things out of our control. Why? For convenience. I'm okay with being inconvenienced and deciding and determining where my hard-earned money goes. Even the government has now made it convenient for you. Well, you just give us a little bit more and we'll decide which charities to help. All of those government grants. Yeah. Where do you think all that money comes from? Hello? It's yours. It's the Monica J. Show. Call and text at 884-9910 and email at monica@991fmtalk.com. We'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So my buddy, the troublemaker, Vince, just sent me a quick email a few minutes ago. Voted early today, Tuesday, May 26th, at the Washoe County offices on 9th Street by the fairgrounds. Only one other couple in line, and they opened about 10 minutes early, 7:50. If you plan to vote early, bring your mail-in ballot. I brought mine in for a cheat sheet, but you have to surrender it at the registration booth. Nothing says this on their webpage. What is sad is the population is almost 500,000, 471,000, and only having one polling place open for early voting, pushing people to use their mail-in ballots. Yep, Vince, that's what they did. That's what they've planned all along. This is why the Democrats are so all over this, because they want it done. It's just the way. Because people say that there's not the ability for fraud with mail-in ballots. Yes, there is. There's a lot of ability for fraud. Unless you personally fill out the card or contact the Registrar of Voters and request your mail-in ballot. The mail-in ballot for our primary was just mailed out to all voters. And that includes inactive voters. How many unsigned ballots, just tossed ballots, because the person doesn't live there anymore, they're not active, are just floating around out there? Well, let me tell you, thousands. And guess what? With that thousands of ballots out there, that is going to sway elections one way or the other. There is no question in my mind, no question whatsoever, that we will see fraud in this primary election. Why would they commit fraud in the primary? Well, it's very easy to change your registered party, vote for the other party. Let's see.